One of the sports that caught the public imagination at last summer's Paralympic Games in London was blind football. But despite Ireland's passion for soccer, there was no Irish team at the competition. The Football Association of Ireland wants to change that. And at a tournament in Dublin over the weekend, reporter Louise Byrne met some of the players hoping to be selected for Ireland's first blind football team.
Are you ready? Okay, let's go.
Centre field in a five-a-side football match at University College Dublin. A shout from the right.
Keep going. 16, 17. Keep going. To your right.
A pass from the left. But these players can't see the ball, their teammates or the goal.
I'm Kevin Kelly. I'm originally from Donegal, now living in Dublin, and I lost my sight when I was 14 due to retinal attachments. So like the release of playing football again when I lost my sight almost 12 years ago, I never thought that I'd be able to play football in any sort of game setting again. It's an amazing feeling to be out there playing again, and the games are as competitive as you've probably seen yourself. There's a few knocks out there on the pitch as well.
Kevin is part of a national development squad with ambitions to compete for Ireland at the Paralympics. This fundraising tournament is for sighted and blind players, with blindfolds levelling the playing field.
I'm Stuart Lawler. I'm manager of the Rehabilitation Training Centre at NCBI in Drumcondra. So blind football is five people on a team. Four people are blindfolded, or maybe they're blind already. The person in goals is sighted. And the ball, which I have in my hand here, Louise, rattles. So as the ball moves around the pitch, it rattles, so the blind players, or the players who are blindfolded, will know where it is.
The FAI spends €250,000 a year on football for all projects, including blind football. CEO John Delaney describes the first time he saw a blind team playing the beautiful game.
Extraordinary, because you know, you can hear about it, how good it is, but when you see it, you remember Ray Houghton and a few of the former players come to see it at our AGM, and Ray was just bowled over.
He did it in Beijing and he's done it again in London. Jason Smith is once more a Paralympic gold medalist.
The star of the London Paralympics and Ireland's best known visually impaired athlete, Jason Smith, is proving an inspiration to Olympic hopefuls like Dunica McCarthy, who became fully blind when he was just 11 years old.
Kind of made me even more determined, like, it's a big possibility that we could be on that Olympic stage in 4, maybe 8 years' time.
Committed to his sport, Dunica isn't fazed by blind football's most common hazard.
The main injury that players get is bloodied or broken noses. So players just running into each other or knocking heads or anything. I suppose you get it in every sport, but more so in blind football. You're not caring about if you're going to get injured. You just care about getting the ball.
Dunica's sighted friends joined his team today. So what did they make of playing in the dark?
So you've just come off the pitch there. That was your first ever game of blind football. How did you find it?
I thought it was extremely hard, actually. It was a lot harder than I thought it would be. I had no idea where the goals were, so I didn't know what way to point, what way to shoot. You know?
After, I'd say, definitely about 2 minutes in the block, you get very disorientated, you know? You literally can't tell what's up from down, you know?
The FAI says the 2020 Paralympics is a realistic target for an Irish team.
Well, they'll get something I've never got. They get a cap for playing for their country, and we have a football forward presentation of caps every year. It's an extraordinary, extraordinary presentation. The pride that the participants have in getting their caps, the pride that the parents and their families have in seeing their son or their daughter getting a cap for their country, it's overwhelming, actually.
For the blind players, when it comes to their Paralympic ambitions, not seeing is believing.
Who knows, we might put the sighted international team to shame if we were to come back with a trophy or a medal sometime in the future. Most people, whether they've got a disability or not, love to represent their country at something, and mean to play at the European Championship, the World Cup, or even the Paralympics in the longer term would be such a proud day. And maybe losing my sight all those years ago, it all happened for a reason.
Kevin Kelly ending that report from Louise Byrne.